Well, my club was set up 5 or 6 years ago to preserve the angling on the River Eastgate. And we're very concerned about the level of pollution and the effect it's having on the fish and the other wildlife. Historically, the Eastgate was had an enormous run of salmon and sea trout. The numbers are down to perhaps hundreds. It's one of the few rivers that's still open to anglers. There are only 42 rivers in the Republic which are open to anglers, so 4 of which are in Sligo. We're very afraid that it will go down to 41 if the pollution issues aren't dealt with.
How long is this going to take, or how long are you determined to keep protesting until this is resolved?
Well, we need to ask bodies that are responsible for the Eastgate, like the County Council, like IFI, what are they going to do about the problems on the Eastgate? Because individuals in the town have very little power. It's the authorities that have the power to do something about it, and we call upon them to exercise the law. Pollution is an offence, and we simply ask them to do their job.
And of course, there is a tourism consideration here.
Well, we have visitors from all over Western Europe coming to fish the Eastgate. They love it because it's a wild, beautiful place. We'll lose a lot of the visitors if the fishing declines any further.